Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn. With Karen and Chris. Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
This is Karen Kilgariff.
And we are on Vine
Street. Very famous
street. It's just a street.
It's not what everybody says it is. It's just a street, like anybody else.
Yeah, a lot of people from out of town will come and say Vine Boulevard.
Oh, God, I love Vine, they'll say.
Yeah, or just Vine. Go back to Wisconsin.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's a street.
Yeah.
We are headed on it due south to pick up Andy Kindler.
And we are headed in the direction of the airport, which is south if you're driving in Los Angeles. But Andy is not at the airport. He already landed at the airport. Then he had to get quickly to a job. And Andy is a highly neurotic Jew. If you have never heard of Andy Kindler, please know that about him first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted us to pick him up at the job and not from the airport.
Right.
Because he didn't want us to make him late so then we would feel bad.
And call me neurotic too. Paint me neurotic Jew, because I too did not want to make him late for his thing.
And paint me like one of your neurotic Jews.
Actually, could you paint me like a cat? That would be great.
Could you paint me... sorry, I didn't have one. I just want to be a part of the conversation.
Can you paint me with a butterfly under my eye? And just, like, I've been licking a lollipop all day.
Could you paint me and then two wolves on either side of me and we're all near a moon?
Ooh. Paint me like the gold lady from James Bond. Oh, no, she died.
Oh, yeah, she died of paint.
Yeah, I do believe that might be an urban legend.
In the movie, isn't that how they kill somebody? They cover them in paint?
I don't know. I don't think so. Are you thinking of a tank of sharks?
Viewers, you tell us who's wrong.
Yes. I believe it was just during an opening sequence. There's a scantily clad lady. Maybe she's not clad at all. She's just been dipped in latex.
Yeah.
And then there's a rumor that that lady then, her skin...
closed up.
Closed up on her, and she ceased to exist.
Go finger. That's not how that song goes at all. None of those tries were even close to it.
I could keep trying all day and not accidentally nail the way that song goes.
There's no funner song to try and fail at than Go Finger.
And if you're listening right now and you're like, funner's not a word, it is now.
Yeah.
It's in the dictionary now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired of people correcting me just because they're not up on their Webster.
Yeah. Guess what? The Urban Dictionary says what's true anymore, and funner's in there, along with a lot of dirty stuff.
Right next to twerk and bling. It's not alphabetized anymore.
Yeah, that doesn't matter. Spelling doesn't matter. Definitions don't matter. It's just whatever the kids want to put in.
Yeah, it's an order of newness and irritability.
What's the most annoying? We'll put that at the top.
I was thinking about that the other day. I think someone voted, actually, and I agree. Selfie is the worst word in our lexicon. The next word is, of course, lexicon.
Lexicon. What short is, for what? Lexiconography.
I do not know.
I don't like selfie only because, I just don't understand. Well, I do understand, but it's just this new trend of everybody... truly, in insincerity, taking pictures of themselves doing everything all the time.
Right.
And thinking other people want to see that all the time.
To the point where even I do it.
Do you do it?
Well, I don't hand my phone to some lunatic. Here, take my picture. That's embarrassing.
Well, that wouldn't be a selfie. Selfie is when you do it yourself.
Right, right. Oh. So that's why I end up selfieing, because I'm not...
Oh, I see.
I'm not ever going to invite someone to take a photo of me. That's the most humiliating venture I can think of.
Here, could you capture me
yes.
in my aloneness?
You don't know me very well, but I'd like you to hold my phone. It's worth upwards of $200. Please don't run. And I'm going to smile at you as if you aren't a stranger holding the most important pocket computer I own. That's what. That's why I'll just go, all right, I'm in Spain.
Click.
Mine goes...
Does it?
And then it goes...
You have a Ferris Bueller phone camera.
The band is called Yellow.
Oh. Someone knows his 80s life. 80s culture. Oh,
I do. I have... actually, that song was also featured in Bright Lights, Big City.
Ooh.
Prior to...
Ferris Bueller?
Ferris Bueller, yeah.
No. Really?
Yes, yes.
Bright Lights, Big City, they really did a brave casting choice by putting Michael J. Fox into that film.
Isn't it about coke? Isn't it like a lighthearted version yeah, fuck. You know what? My brain is a shriveling raisin. I think it's because of the heat today.
That's what we always do. That's our theme. It's like we can't think of words. We can't pronounce words.
And we get angry at our brains.
Yep. We get angry at our brains, and then I say fuck.
It means that... I thought that you were going to cut down on the fuck word usage.
That'll be my last one, I swear to God.
I like to call it the fuck word.
Don't shorten it.
You know, Robert Downey Jr. and James Spader, and there's cocaine use.
Oh, that was less than zero.
Less than zero. Why isn't Bright Lights, Big City a lighthearted version of Less Than Zero?
Well, I believe it was the same author, so you're going to get probably the same tone,
or at
least similar. It's Bret Easton Ellis, right?
Oh, Bretty. We love Easton Ellis. There's a person named Bretty?
Bretty Easton Ellis.
Like,
no.
How's that sandwich? It's a little too bready?
Are you joking?
I don't know who Bretty Easton Ellis is. Does everyone know who that is?
It's three names.
Oh. Okay.
Brett. Easton Ellis.
Oh. Brett.
Oh, that's
Easton
my favorite
Ellis.
Grandma mistake that you've made in front of me so far. God bless you.
Oh. Do you want a hard candy?
Bretty.
Bretty Stanellis.
He was named after his father, who was a baker.
And his mother was a stenographer, and her name was Ellis. So Bretty Stanellis became an obvious. Oh, look. This house to the left was the early home of a Shecky Burfler, who was the first prop... Oh, see, I don't like it when someone opens the door and just leaps into traffic.
Well, we are right now in just... I'm going to tell the people we're in Rossmore. Yeah, the Rossmore District.
Pretty much is Vine.
But Vine turns into Rossmore, yeah.
And it becomes beautiful homes, mansions.
Oh, such gorgeous homes.
I wonder what that person does for a living. Beautiful house like that. 89 Nissan Sentra in the driveway.
Right, because you know why? They let the help park in the driveway.
Oh,
that's what it is. The help.
I'm just amazed. When I get out of my car and there's passing cars, and we may have talked about this in the past, but I am so cautious. I hug the side of my car.
Yeah.
I shimmy to the side, getting my pants and shirt dirty.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't wash your car.
No, because there's a drought.
Severe drought.
There's a drought, and I don't care if the water lines are breaking and 13,000 gallons are spilling into the sea.
You don't care?
I do care.
You do care. Okay,
that's
good.
What I meant to say, the opposite.
Good.
I do care.
Good.
I said, no, here's what I was saying. I don't care if we are wasting so much with water line breakages. I'm not going to wash my car because that's my version of the ice bucket challenge.
Oh, you're supporting, you are raising money for ALS by
yes.
not washing your car, even though no one set up a program.
/ actually raising awareness about the drought in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
It's always been a confusing double edge.
Charity
sword for me. Maybe I'm having a stroke. Is my face looking weird? Because
no,
my brain is just not working.
No, it's fine. I think it's 5 o'clock.
That's a perfect time of the day for me to be firing on all cylinders.
But maybe you are.
I've had my afternoon coffee.
Maybe you need more.
Maybe I do need more.
Yeah. Maybe we should get coffee with Annie Kindler.
We should. Oh, we but then we'd totally be ripping off Seinfeld's thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's comedians already sent us cars. Angry letters.
Comedians in cars getting coffee with Andy Kindler.
Yeah.
It's just always Andy.
It's.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I've watched that.
Did he tell you what his meeting was about, or is that it? It's a hush-hush thing.
Andy's. No, he was very vague. He was all worried, like, I don't think I can talk about it, so don't ask me about it. So I think we should guess and see what we think it is.
Yeah.
If it's secretive, then it might be JFK 2, Oliver Stone's sequel
sure.
to the JFK film.
Which, of course, he would be involved with.
Of course Andy would write that.
Yes.
That's my guess. What's your guess?
The Bret Easton seamstress would be the writer on that.
Yeah, I mean, don't count that as a misfire, because Bret Easton Ellis is the best mistake you've ever made. And that's how art happens.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Joe, come on.
GMC Sierra.
Oh, he just coughed up a cartoonish black cloud onto us, and we all know I try and keep this Honda clean, sir.
Seriously.
That was... Oh, my God.
He's pulling over because his car is dying.
His car did just die. Oh,
sucks.
Man. He
that
didn't
sucks.
Even spit out his cigarette.
But I literally have to roll down the window because there's so much carbon dioxide in this car right
that
now.
That was amazing. He did in one fail cough swoop.
Roll your window down, please.
Burst of...
It's in my mouth.
God. That was like being in a garage for an afternoon. It's almost like we were a sad dad trying to off ourselves.
Yeah, seriously. I want to live.
Yeah.
I don't want to die.
I want to see my kids go to college. The kids I don't have. Oh, honk yourself.
Now, we're in a hot button area, I would say. Rossmore and 3rd. This is where a lot of rich people live. The kind of people who don't believe they should wait for anything.
Right,
so
right.
So you're going to hear honking.
You're going to.
There's going to be some screechy Land Rovers.
Yep. And there's going to be houses that have gardeners with trucks that are breaking down.
With trucks that try to kill you like you're a spy chasing them and they're James Bond. Releasing humongous black
clouds.
That
was straight out of Spy Hunter, the video game.
Yeah.
What next, sir? An oil slick, I would like to say to him. You know?
I don't get video game references.
Well,
I apologize.
It's Spy Hunter. It's a little game. It's a bird's eye view. You control it, and you can do one of two things. Outrun the cars, or leave oil in the road, and or smoke screen.
I see.
It was great. It was one of those games that you sit in a thing. All my video game knowledge is from the arcade. Let's just let it be known. I'm not a home gamer.
Oh, I see. This is from... So is it an old one?
It is a very old
one. Yeah, you're going to go right. And then we're going to go left on Muirfield.
Okay.
And he just said corner of Wilshire and Muirfield.
I can't wait. I would be surprised if he is hesitant to talk about stuff because, I mean, he's the man who does the State of the Industry address and he's not afraid to
maybe
make jabs.
Is that Muirfield? No, that's Brookside.
Brookside. Well... I'm excited for him to enter the vehicle. Maybe he can pick up and fill in the gaps with some of my dead
Muirfield?
Air.
Is that Muirfield? No, that's Hudson.
Mullen.
Muirfield.
Huh.
This is Rimpow. Fucking A.
Did we miss it? Because it seemed
no.
like it was right there on the old map.
Let me look at this map. I know it did seem like that.
Huh.
Hudson? Hmm. Oh, yeah, it's behind us. Sorry.
Okay, that's all right. We're going to turn around.
That's
we rolled
very,
that
it
window
must have
up
been,
now?
Yes.
Sorry, I get cold. Oh, here I go again.
Okay, no, it's
on
all right.
My own.
Run that yellow. and then just...
Yeah, I'm just going to go the back way.
I can't... It's the worst habit in the world. I'm the ultimate front seat driver. This podcast is making me work on all my bad habits.
It's work on making them stronger?
Yes. God damn it.
Pow, zing.
You fucking ass. Oh, no.
There we go.
There she goes. Look at that guy just taking a rest. Look at what people lay around in L.A.
In precarious, like, balanced, like he's a cat.
Yeah, he was balanced kind of on a, what would that be, like a...
A little wall.
Planter wall.
Yeah. Yeah. That is as narrow as his body.
Yeah.
But he was almost in full slumber.
What a great guy.
He's great. He was like a cartoon mouse the way he was sleeping. Just snoring and his hat hovering above his head and
you know
being
what?
Sucked back down and then blowing up.
I found Muirfield. I found it.
It's just a field of mirrors. Okay.
I'm going to be able to tell you exactly when to turn. It's so exciting. It was basically a block after we turned off.
Taking a right?
He said south, so yes, I believe so.
Muirfield.
I hope so.
The popular meerkat. I don't like when...
Or it might be on the corner, so you know what?
Oh, Mullen. Well,
that's Mullen.
Interesting.
Yeah, we're not there yet.
Oh.
We have about a block.
This looks like a Muirfield road.
Oh, we'll try this way first.
Yeah. Muir. Oh, that says Muir. M-U-I-R-5-5-0.
Jeez, that was Korean.
Yeah, that was a bizarre word.
So I think it was up above. God damn it.
Oh.
Let me text him to see if he can come to the corner.
Yeah, that'd be great. So, I'm going to do another... There's a lot of these episodes we are going to be listing driving logistics. Thank you. That guy fancies himself a bit of a traffic director.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to wait here. Okay. Because every once in a while, you know, you can't not just talk about what is happening currently in your car.
As you drive, you're being forced to narrate your own... U-turns.
Oftentimes I do it out of safety, really. I'm like, I'm taking a U-turn. If anyone opposes, say nay.
There he is right there.
He is right there.
Now we have to get across this. Oh. I think you can do it.
We're coming for you, Mr. Kindler.
Come on, Andy.
Oh, he can't hear us. We're so far away.
He waved.
Let everyone know that he waved. He is confirming that we are arriving and he will be entering and judging by this traffic, it'll only be 30 minutes.
So the mistake I just made made Chris go right instead of left, and now we are on one side of Wilshire, and this is like the game Frogger, where the chances of us getting to the other side of Wilshire are null.
But the chances of me sidestepping and leaping on a floating log are very
are 100 to 1. There we go. Well done.
Alrighty.
There he is.
Here he goes, and here we are.
Yay!
Liked what he's doing.
Hello, sir. Would you like a ride?
Hi there.
Hi. How's my acting? You have it on camera?
This is a podcast.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Audio.
Did you not hear the first part?
I saw your acting.
Do you want to do it voila? Do you want to catch it wild?
Let's do it a cappella.
Let's go in the studio and do it wild. Are we going to do any ADR? And the additional record?
Get in!
All right, okay.
Do you need help?
Well, the airport's just crazy today.
No, you don't have to pretend.
Oh, I don't have to pretend? No. I just meant in general. Who's with me? Wait, is there a cup holder?
There can be. What
no,
if there is?
And you want to hold this for
I've never sat.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
I'll hold it the whole drive.
Do people like the fourth wall being broken?
They love it. It's so real.
Yeah, we've been talking about traffic this whole time.
Andy's
entering the vehicle. He's getting his luggage.
He looks like a pharmaceutical rep. He's got two small black roller bags.
Filled with Pfizer products.
Nice.
And,
I love the way you say, I don't have to pretend. Tell that to Peter Pan.
Oh my God.
That's so good. Who's Tinkerbell? Why did they call it Tinkerbell? I'm taking 4 hours to put two bags in the car. All right, and I will do... the bit that I do all the time. I'm sorry, I can't sign. If I sign for you, I have to sign for everybody. Oh, also like Louis C.K., I refuse to take a picture with you. It takes me longer to tell you that I refuse to take a picture with you than it would be to take a goddamn picture.
Is that true?
Let's get in there.
Does he really not take pictures?
It can't be true.
It is true.
It simply cannot be.
I am telling you.
But all the stories I've heard is that he's just a sweetheart.
You know what? He is the greatest comic of our generation.
It's true.
And,
Andy, wait.
All right, let's not get into this.
Let's talk about you, though, is what I mean.
I know, and how I'm not the greatest comic.
I think you are. Here, I'm
going
to...
Do not reveal where you're going.
You are of my whole life. Yeah, no, we will not.
Can you hold this mic one more second? Because I don't know about you guys, but I strap in.
Yeah. Oh, good idea. No, we're all strapped in.
We are all strapped in.
Someone insert a sexual joke. Strapped in?
More like...
More like...
hanging from a harness with a asphyxiation. What is that? Is that the kids like the asphyxiation
they
humor?
Love asphyxiation.
Is that the new? That's what she said.
Okay. No. But it's, I'll take the soda back now.
Okay. Terrific.
No. It's the guy
who soda.
I can't say what the brand is. I like cola.
You don't want to get sued again.
No.
We remember that Shasta debacle.
Whereas your joke wasn't the A's. A's? I don't want to get that ... again. Karen still loves the classics.
I love any good AIDS joke. It's
again.
Just so hilarious.
Oh, should I turn my phone off? Who cares?
Should I turn right or left?
You should go right.
Don't say where you're going, though.
No, I won't. Because it's going to be a series of...
Even if you say the most expensive part of Malibu, that's too much.
Even then, the people will be driving wildly toward your home.
Why do you say home?
My new accent. That's her. My podcast.
Anytime we talk about Malibu, she does this rich person accent who says,
"Hello, I belong here.
Can I come enter your home?"
Are you still on this podcast where you ID 15 minutes before the hour?
Oh, sure. And, do you want to do that?
No, but every one of my bits that break the fourth wall are all tired and old.
Well, if you could do the occasional traffic report, that'd be great. Because my Waze app is not being
used. I'll be in my jet. Oh, I love the thing I love about Waze is when I'm driving and I can't even unitask, I like things popping up, bubbles popping up.
Yeah, what is...
Join this club.
It's a game or something? Like you get coins?
Gaze?
No, on Waze.
I
have Gaze, GAZE.
Go straight to the
A guy who was in the Village People gives you directions. Too much? Too soon?
You have to get the microphone out of your mouth.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You hit Gaze really hard.
Gaze. I think you're going the opposite way, but I don't even care.
You live in the valley.
Oh. But you're going south.
No, we're not.
We're going north right now.
Hello. I think I don't know where I'm going. Hello.
Now that's
still good, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Are you watching the levels?
That's what Chris does as he drives.
You want to hear my new joke that I just came up with?
Please.
Because I have to, instead of writing it down, could you send it to me?
Sure.
The joke is, I compare everybody to Hitler, right?
Yeah.
So Harvey Levin is evil. He's I'd say he's worse than Hitler, because Hitler wasn't a gossip. Thank you. Too soon?
Harvey Levin, TMZ.
Oh, that's right. People around the country, they don't know.
And this is an international audience.
Yes.
So when did you two get married?
Well, it was shotgun style.
Literally.
I held a gun to her head.
Oh.
What about your dad with a shotgun? That's not funny. My father just got shot this morning.
I'm sorry. That was this morning?
I love that joke. After he dies, what was up on it?
You can rewrite it after he dies.
Oh, yeah.
Make it about someone else.
You know, I don't want to get divorced because I love my wife, but I want to have ex-wife jokes.
Oh.
You can.
Or my first wife jokes.
I feel like people expect that from you.
Yeah.
First wife jokes are better than ex-wife jokes.
Do first wife because she is your first wife.
Right.
That's true.
Technically accurate.
Can I do a couple of Ken Burns things?
Of course.
is my career over? Okay, well, I wouldn't say over. You always have to identify the question. Am I the oldest person of my group still doing it? And it's not looking good? Maybe. All right. Take that out. I'm going to be one of those take that out guys.
Are you just workshopping shit? We're supposed to have a conversation.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That is really a problem with me. Whenever they say, like, actors have to listen, then let's take me out of the loop then.
Right. I'm just waiting. You're waiting to tell jokes. That's what I always do.
That when you see their lips, when I'm acting with someone, I see their lips moving. All I can say is, like, I don't remember the script. Are they completely done?
That's not true. You're very good on Marin, Andrew.
Oh, God. I wanted you to wait 7 minutes more.
Because I'm sorry. You didn't give me the schedule.
The Marin mention was supposed to be 20
minutes.
That's
right. It's supposed to be at 5:30 on the dot.
It's 5:30 on the dot. We have a
405 is blocked up.
We have a fender bender.
You know what? There's a tan Saturn with a child in the back. He belongs there. Leave them alone. Those are his parents.
What if someone referred to a terrible accident? Oh, we have a fender bender. 55 people were killed on the I-5. It was a fender bender.
You're going to want to avoid that tragedy.
It was raining, and they ran into a little bit of wet stuff.
So, coming up...
Now the wet stuff is blood.
A man died in the desert today because it hit triple digits.
Now, new all one right. from this Puddle of Mud.
I think we're all over the top now. We should bring it down.
Okay. Yeah, let's a notch.
All right.
At just least call it to my laugh.
Call
so
it
you're you were at a you were at a high pressure Hollywood meeting. We just picked you up at.
Oh yeah.
Right?
Well, I did a thing, and I can say this part of the thing that I did,
mm-hmm. okay.
and this has happened to me once a week now. First of all, I want to thank Karen because I realized I didn't say anything embarrassing except that in the. I will say what I said in the tweet.
Okay.
Oh!
No, it wasn't a tweet. It was a text.
A text. That's right. I'm not tweeting to you this. I text you. I can't say that what I was doing. But here's what I text. I go, I think I'm doing it to Susan. I say, oh, it's a Five Diamond Hotel. And it's the... And it, the incidentals. They, I didn't have to put a credit card down on the room. So we get all free food, and I got per diem. How sad is my life that I, you know, that or stand-up comics life that not being asked for a credit card is cause for celebration.
Oh, it's the best though.
And once a week I do this because something with the iPhone. If I'm texting to you, and then a new text comes in, and then I text back, somehow it's always to the last person.
Because, no, wake up, Andy. This is interesting.
Yeah, yeah, get up, get up.
Andy,
oh, he's in the wake field, up, Andy.
Oh, he spilled his soda all
that
over his
That should be
feet.
A great name of my sitcom.
Wake up, Andy.
This is interesting. No, can you explain to me why it happens?
Well, yes, because I bet you don't touch the, like, the blue dot where the new message comes in. You just start writing.
Right.
In my mind,
you seem like that type of person.
You foam at the mouth and just,
yeah,
and just write
like a rabid, like an animal of some kind.
Well, I just said to the, no, this is another sad thing.
I know it seemed like I was going to hit that car, but I didn't.
No, you didn't.
Carry on.
You didn't.
I'm telling you one thing that I know for a fact is that you guys are going south.
It's not true. We are heading toward the mountains. Do you see?
Yeah, look at
you
that.
See my,
why when I'm even more wrong when I let it go? Oh, that's right, because I see this restaurant. Guys, we're heading north. What's the matter with you?
What I hope is that when we get up to the Highland and Hollywood area, you triple down and once again tell us we're going south.
Yeah,
Are you sure?
I hope that after we're done recording and you're walking into your house, you look back and you go, I don't know why we went south.
We went south the whole way together. It didn't make sense.
If I don't say it, we'll do them when we do the other Wild Lines.
Oh, right, yeah.
Good idea.
We do have to pick up a little room tone, too.
Yeah.
I'll just do that
now. You know
now.
What? We'll just play...
There's a room tone.
Quiet,
oh, it's fun to do. It
Are you
sounds
telling me
funny.
You have wacky sound effects?
Oh yeah, whatever it takes.
Do you know what you can get room tone? You can get that at any Andy Kindler show.
Ooh.
And a lot of people, Karen. What do you think? Here's the way I go into regular material. Yeah, I ask you.
I love that joke.
That is a really good joke.
A lot of filmmakers come to my comedy shows to pick up some room tone.
Yeah.
You'd say that. That's your joke already.
Pull out your index cards and write that one down.
I want to, but then it'll take. Oh, maybe I could put it on a thing. Oh, maybe I get my phone out. I know what I've been using a lot is, and maybe the kids will like to hear this, is I use the voice memo a lot.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
And the thing is, people will say listening to this, why isn't he just listen to the podcast? Let's not get crazy.
Yeah, you're not that
okay,
interested.
So here's what I do. Here you go. A lot of movie directors and producers, they come down to my comedy shows just to get room tone.
Thanks. I would not use the producer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I would just say directors.
Okay.
Producers are rarely on set. They're usually the money people.
You don't need to add extra words. Andy,
yeah. It could just be a lot of.
Doesn't make it
funny. A lot of camera.
Note to self: don't go with producers. Stick with directors, and don't forget that Harvey Levin gold. Oh my!
I'm a lawyer.
I think we're going diagonally. Why are we going diagonally?
Why are we heading directly towards the beach, Karen? Now I don't know what I'm doing.
Just drive into the ocean, please. I know what I'm talking about.
Just
for
like...
one block, let's do the morning zoo.
Okay.
65 degrees at the Karen, you were over at TJ Griver's last night. You
when
were sucking back
a good one. When is she not?
Guys.
Tomorrow is Fart Wednesday.
Not to be confused.
It's the first time I've ever
you
said
guys
fart.
Are bad.
You guys are bad.
That's all the women on there are just always like these sad, milk toasty, like, are you kidding me?
Last night in sports.
Oh, shit, Karen's offended. Karen's offended now.
Oh, you mean for a change?
Yeah, she doesn't like when the jokes go up the colon.
Here's the one thing here's what I don't get about women.
Yeah. Karen answered this for us.
You give them hand and they take all the fingers.
That's exactly right. Why can't I say a woman's on the rag?
Exactly.
I mean, sorry, Gloria Steinem, you're on the rag.
And that's what she would say. That's what women would say.
She did not die.
No, she didn't.
Oh.
But the woman on a morning zoo show would think she died. Oh. Yeah, that's right. I'm going deep with my character. It's subtle.
Yes, and I like it. But, you know, a woman comic did get mad at me, I think. And here's why. I think it's hilarious to every time I introduce a woman comic. To me, it's funny to say, are you ready for a lady now? Or change up the energy.
Are you guys ready?
It's annoying because now someone has to react to it. So I've decided to stop it. Are you agree that I should stop it even though it's funny to me?
No.
Okay, screw that woman. Not literally.
Well, because here's the thing. Of all the things that can happen to you as a female comic, that is the least bad of all of them.
The worst version I've heard is, are you guys ready for a little estrogen?
It all depends on how you're doing it. If you're doing it as a joke and people understand that.
Oh, no, I'm not doing it. Karen, do you really think I am going up there and saying...
No, I'm just making the point clear.
Look, I don't know what's happening. You know what? I'm ovulating.
Well, and also, women, there are women who do it. That was one of my favorite flyers in San Francisco. There was a comedy team. What was it called?
Mixed Nuts.
No, it was all women, and it was a play on something like estrogen. What the hell was it? God, I forget it. Do you remember? It was
hormonally
like,
yours?
Yes, it was something like that. Uh-huh. And it was so terrible, and it was their fucking idea.
Yeah, because now a lot of the young kids who listen, because I'm sure your demographic is the sweet spot.
Yeah, 15, 14. 11 to 15.
Mm-hmm. It's younger now, 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
All of my people.
It goes backwards, it goes south.
Yeah, 9
God
to 4,
forbid.
3. You don't want to leave out the 2-year-olds. you remember the 80s comedy shows where everyone was named a woman of the night.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes. It was all prostitute shows.
Prostitute shows.
Women of the Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whores. Funny Whores was a popular show.
Overreaction. Thank you. I knew I'd remember it. It was called Overreaction.
Oh. Why don't I even get that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hit
that
the hyphen.
That is a really good joke. That's a good... First
it's
of all,
not
puns,
Andy.
Are, puns are funny.
There's a pretty good show right now called Transparent, and I was halfway through
Jill
the pilot,
Sullivan.
And I realized it's about a transgendered parent.
Oh, yes. I never get that.
And isn't it great?
Oh, it's Transparent. I wouldn't have gotten that in a million... Just like I don't get that Sweetheart. Sweethearts are a version of Sweethearts.
You mean the candy?
Yes, the candy, goddamn.
They're a sweet tart.
You know what? Turn this car around. We need to go south.
Turn this car around.
And I swear to God, that's all news to me. I thought they were just sweethearts.
I think I'm wrong.
Oh,
No,
they're
sweet tarts. Sweethearts.
Yeah. Sweethearts.
Maybe there were sweethearts, too. I remember there was a big lawsuit in the candy industry.
No, there was not.
Oh, yeah.
I would never. Did you get... Would
it
you
went
get
down in history.
I would never. Yes,
no,
I did.
You would get it.
But I knew the story beforehand. I knew that Jill's dad had become...
What?
Transgendered. Yeah.
I don't know this.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. Now, what does her dad think about it?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen the show.
Wait, you know the actual people that show's based on?
I know Jill Soloway. And when that show, they made that show, and then it was a thing on Amazon where it got upvoted. So, like, they made a pilot or something, and then it was like...
Upvoted? Why are you distancing me with lingo?
I want you to get away from me.
Okay, cool. That's cool.
You're in? You're back
my
in?
My dream is to get upvoted. Now, here's the thing. What if she was like Woody Allen or something, and she says... It's not based on my life. Don't draw that conclusion. How people say their stuff isn't based on their life, but now it's true. Okay, what do I say? I say the joke. It's not even a joke, and I have to repeat it as if you didn't hear it correctly.
I know. That's what I do, too.
You thought I was going to go for Woody Allen and get into the whole Woody Allen thing, which I will not.
Oh, I got real nervous that you were going to go straight to
me
pedophilia
too.
Comedy.
No, I'm anti-
Pedophilia?
Oh,
no. Good.
Now you really do sound like a morning zoo person. No, I was anti-people thinking that, and this was a joke that I said, was the court of public opinion is not an actual court. It enraged me that people who knew nothing were all of a sudden saying he was guilty. Let's not get into this because I'll get into atheism, the angry atheist.
Oh, Jesus.
And you'll kick me out of the car.
You're becoming the people that you hate.
You're one.
Yeah, I said it to your face.
You're one
the
of those.
Microphone in my hand.
Why do you go the extra step?
Because I'm dedicated to this podcast.
And very matter-of-factly.
Yep.
Of course. Oh, you,
haven't no. I always run straight at you, Andy, from since 1990 when I first met you?
Coming straight at me for over 25 years.
With open arms in a nice way, like you're going to hug him, right?
No, real sharp edge. Oh, and
yeah, she has
itchy.
Sharp elbows.
Yeah. Andy, I met Andy when I was 20 years old. He was the first comedian I ever met, and I was so nervous to meet him. My friend Alicia Gonzalez was dating him at the time, and so she was like, I went to see him at the
Laughs Unlimited.
Laughs Unlimited.
Old Sack, not the citrus ice one.
Not the nice one.
We weren't on the way to Reds. We weren't driving up to Reds.
And Andy was middling for Steve Bruner.
I don't remember that part.
Remember Steve Bruner?
Oh, he would rate his jokes.
He was
starting out with a five.
He told me that's what I needed to do to my set.
Oh,
I needed
wow.
to list my jokes best first to least good 10, and then I needed to put number 1 at number 10, and number 10 at number 2, and number 8 at number 3, and he gave me literally a mathematical
equation.
Was he
a card counter? Was he autistic?
He was the...
Who prioritizes jokes and then reorganizes them numerically?
I think that's a 30-year road comic, right?
Well, who decide... Who in,
hope those 30 years are up.
Who in God's name would say, would want... there to be jokes that weren't as funny. I could never think like, well, they're all pretty funny.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking is, I don't think I have a 1, and I hope I don't have a 10. You know what I mean?
Way
I think
bad.
They're all 4s, and there's definitely some 7s, but I'm working on them or I'll just get rid of them.
So like, it works. It works. You've already rated them, right? Back me up on this, Chris.
Yeah.
He's already rated them.
See, we're making fun of him, but he helped you out.
But actually,
helped you
he
out
was a
lot.
Brilliant,
yeah.
brilliant man, and he helped me more than Andy, who the only thing Andy would tell me as help, and I was panicking, because the first really big comedy set I did, the third time I did stand-up, I was in a contest.
I can't even believe it was the third time. It looked like it was the fourth time at the, right? Come on. No, you were so hilarious at the intro.
But Andy, the only advice he would give me was stare at the back wall like there's a clock on it.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's the only thing he would say. And I kept
said,
looking at him like,
pray.
I knew there was something he could be telling me that would help me. And that's all he would say.
Yeah, that was bad. That was not my best work. You know, my whole thing was, I see this chick coming up my backside. Oh, I'm sorry about that one. But, you know, I wanted to knock you out before you got good, really good.
Oh,
you know?
I see. It
yeah,
was
sabotage.
Thing.
I'm a sabotaging guy.
Listen all, y'all. This is sabotage.
You know, Irene,
Beastie Boys.
What was that?
Beastie Boys.
She was rapping.
Oh,
the
I don't know
Boys.
Enough of them, but I love the idea of liking the Beastie Boys. Because they were funny, and I love them, I know nothing about them. Not even one song. You got to fight for your right to party. That's what
so you know what?
I like the concept of enjoying them, too, but I don't, in actuality, enjoy the Beastie Boys anymore.
You don't either?
I don't.
Oh, no. You got to fight for your right to party. It's great.
Well, no, I do that every day. Because people are always trying to shut my parties down.
He doesn't need a song about it. He's living it.
Uh-oh, there's my agent.
Guess what they're all rushing to do. You were going to do it. Yeah, they're shutting down a party right now.
I'm sorry. There's the career police.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's over here.
He already left the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I left my defibrillator at home. Come on, two more. I hope Dave Allen Gruber once heard this, but it's a different one. He went to see the Glenn Miller Band, and it wasn't the original members, but they actually
Do you
heard
mean Steve Miller?
Not Steve Miller, Glenn Miller.
Glenn yeah. Miller, the old band leader?
The yeah. orchestra
oh,
guy?
So he went to see the Glenn Miller Band, but they weren't, and of course Glenn Miller disappeared, but and they weren't, maybe they weren't the original members, or maybe they were, so they hear a plane overhead, and the guy says, hope that's one of ours.
Oh, wow.
What? I don't get it.
Oh, like, in other words, it was like it's World War II.
Oh, I see.
WW2.
I tell a terrible story.
I mean, it's
I got
just,
it. I understood it.
I'm sorry. It was from 75 years ago.
That story spoke to me like an old Beastie Boys song.
Oh, you don't? If the Mamie Eisenhower joke isn't strong, you don't remember the reference.
You bring Lady Bird Johnson and I'm there. But any earlier than that.
Did you say earlier? What are you, from Petaluma?
Asshole.
What are you from? Now, here's the thing about Karen. I was in love with Karen. I don't mean like romantically in love. I mean, of course I was romantic. Who wouldn't be? I was in love, I think, with every woman I've seen since 1982.
Do comedy or just in general at
in
all?
In general. Okay. I love women. I've never not. It's like, oh, her hair's too long. Forget about it. Just keep me, not just a restraining order, keep me restrained.
Oh.
But I love Karen so much, and I remember every single time in the early days when we saw each other, because I remember her in the green room when she came in and she said, I know Lisa Gomez. That's how
Lisa
nervous.
I said my friend's name wrong.
I thought it was a bit that she was doing, the nervous bit. And it's just like, this woman, and I thought you were hilarious, but you really were nervous.
I was so nervous because I was doing stand up comedy. Like, I had just started a month before. And I was so thrilled that I was actually doing it.
A month later, you had a paid gig opening?
It wasn't paid.
Oh, okay.
No, I wasn't opening. I just went to see him. Mill.
Oh, I thought it was you and Nert Burflair down at the guy that... Why did he prioritize your jokes then?
Oh, no, because he came to the comedy contest. The comedy contest was in a little club where we just did it on...
I gotcha.
Okay. Read our book about the Laughs Unlimited.
of the Sacramento scene. But I was so excited to actually be doing stand-up comedy because I wanted to do it since I was 12. But in my mind, I was like, you never will. And then when I flunked out of college, I was like, well, you might as well do it now because you have nothing to lose. And then I actually was. And then I was like, it was the first time I was in a comedy club, in a green room, meeting a comedian that was a real professional comedian.
Right.
It was like all my dreams were coming true right on the heels of everything falling apart. So I was just...
It was so funny to me. It's so funny. And the other thing is, I just went to see you in an Antigone.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't know you saw that.
With Lisa.
That was my proudest, my starring role. I was Antigone in the play at my junior college. After I flunked out of college, I signed up for junior college.
It's a play called Antigone?
It's a Greek play called Antigone. And
that's
my favorite. I got the lead.
The Greeks.
Against all odds, I totally thought, I didn't know any of these people. I auditioned and I thought it was going to be all the people that got all the parts. You know, that's usually how theater departments work, is you know the person that's going to get the lead in this and da-da-da. And the person, Kelly Weir, who taught my acting class.
Don't mention names.
Was Bob Weir's relative somehow. She cast me as the lead, which I never, had in at my other college, had no chance of getting lead. I can't believe you saw that.
I know, it was so great. And but it was also like a different time of... Oh, by the way, you, Against All Odds, I was up for the lead in Against All Odds. I wanted to do that joke 10 minutes ago.
Jeff Bridges has screwed me over, and now to hear that he screwed you over once.
Is he in that? Is it James Woods?
It's Jeff Bridges. James Woods is not a handsome man.
No.
But is that with the great Phil Collins song, Against All Odds?
Right.
Oh, my God. Everything he did. I love when he remakes, Supreme songs.
Yes.
Because the Supreme songs, you're like, okay, this is okay, but when's Phil Collins
going to... What's Phil Collins take?
But then okay, so here's the other memorable things.
Right.
Karen slept in my bed in Hermosa Beach. You don't remember this either?
Oh, wow.
Well, I think I do.
She got locked out. But we were pals.
We were.
And I was if I say I was a gentleman, the more people are going to dig in to see what happened, right? And I was a complete gentleman. That's a guy you don't want to sleep
in your
bed.
Well, you didn't get into the bed and while I was asleep.
Do you remember how small my apartment was?
Yeah, was it a studio?
It was a half of a garage in Hermosa Beach. And you had lost your keys.
Yes, I was a drunk.
Oh, I didn't know it was that. I thought you just found me hilarious that night, that you were laughing so hard.
But didn't you notice I had X's for eyes?
No, I wouldn't have. No, because you did say, I wear a towel.
Danny, I lost my keys. Could I come in there?
You're funny, hiccup.
Barf.
The word hiccup.
The thing is, we must not have been, we weren't in the club, and it was probably a club in Hollywood or something like that. And she had to drive all the way to Hermosa Beach.
Drunk.
To hear old man Kindler talk about his future.
I think that was the first time I saw you in running shorts.
Oh, my God.
It was very upsetting because I didn't realize you were like a marathoner.
Yeah, right. But I do have solid legs.
You have a runner's legs. But it was a weird, I only ever pictured you in,
you don't need to picture me that way.
Comedy clothes.
I was given horrible legs. I'm just going to throw that in there.
Is that
I don't
true?
Believe that.
I have tiny, spindly legs. No calves.
You have Jew hair now. Jufro.
Yeah, I know. See?
We were talking
about it. It was old timey. I'm in that show that you Boardwalk Saints.
I told Chris.
I am everyone's grandfather.
I told Chris his hair when we met up. at the cafe, I said, you could get a part on Boardwalk Empire because your hair is absolutely perfect 30
seconds. And then I said, in an hour, it turns more pubic fro-like. It's and pubic. Sure enough, that...
Now, tell me that. Tell me that same thing. I could and say it to me, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Andy, your hair is so 30s-ish, you could get a part on Boardwalk Empire.
I'd like to get any part at this point, anywhere, on any show. That's so
good. Be a joke.
Take it again.
Okay. Andy, your hair is so 30s-ish.
I wish I even had enough money to go to a boardwalk at this point.
You didn't even let me say Boardwalk
Empire
this time.
Take it from the other take.
Take three?
Yeah.
And quiet, please.
Oh, what's Karen? Do you have a question for me? It's like Byron Allen would do it. Karen, do you have a question for me? I understand you have a question for me.
I understand.
That's how Byron Allen would
do it. You have a question about fish tanks for me.
Yeah, is it true that you... Comics Unleashed, but unable to get away from Byron Allen.
Oh, God.
Andy, can I ask you a question?
Please do.
And Chris, you think about your answer.
I might blurt out my answer.
Okay.
Answer seriously, right?
It's whoever answers first.
Okay.
Because it is October 2nd. Mm-hmm. Halloween is just around the corner. What candy is your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, for God's
sake. I know what mine is.
Go.
It is the ones that, candy corn.
Really? That's your favorite?
I get sick to my stomach after about 8 of them.
That's because they're made of candle wax.
But I also have fooled myself into thinking that the yellow part of the top tastes different than the orange part at the bottom. And it's terrible candy, but I love it. Oh, yeah. And Sweethearts. That's not the right one.
Sweethearts.
No, that's Thanksgiving. No, that's Valentine's Day.
That is Valentine's Day.
What is the most famous Thanksgiving candy?
Those little pumpkins.
Oh, pumpkins. That's not how you say it.
No, turkey mints.
Turkey mints.
Have you had a turkey mint?
Oh, they're delicious. They put you right to sleep.
Tryptophan drops.
You know, when you're doing this podcast, I bet that people... It'd be interesting to know if people can sense when everyone is looking at the lane next to you.
Right.
It's like a little pause. Uh-oh, are we going to die?
Uh-oh,
are we
is this it?
Yeah, there are awkward pauses, mostly because our lives are in danger. But so far, you have no complaints, right, Andy?
This is so fun. I really think this is so good that it should be a show but on TV, but it won't. Because it's that good.
Well, we had cameras on the car.
Why do I have to make it? It already is great. I don't know why this works so great.
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't say great.
It is. You know, here's my pitch. Here's my pitch why you should do a show like this.
Okay.
You're already doing a show. No. Because you're looking around, and it's kind of like you're looking at the scenery, and you're talking, mm-hmm. So it's not like when you have the cans on.
Right.
The studio.
I don't like those cans. Well, I do like when people put them on, and there is a woman on the... I like to say, look at the cans on that one. But then I... after that, I ignore them. I like to take them off after that joke is
I'd said. Love to hear what you would say when a woman has her jug headphones on.
Oh, my God.
I'm talking about they're made of jugs, Karen.
Oh, I see. Sorry.
Do you have to... Does everything have to be code pink with you?
That truly was an overreaction.
Overreaction. And action.
Here's my ovaries. I like this episode right now because we're actually on the 101 North in really terrible
in
traffic.
In shitty traffic.
Yeah.
And here's the thing.
I love it.
It's not as bad as everyone makes it out to be. Who cares? Well, because we're having fun.
Right.
But is this really the worst thing in the world?
I'm being
say?
More quiet this episode because I am filled with anger because of the traffic. Isn't that interesting?
Is that true?
I do talk less when I'm filled with road rage.
That's not what it is, Chris. Nobody can get a word in edgewise if I'm in a car, if I'm on a podcast.
Okay.
I have to stop. You know what I'm saying to myself? Andy, count internally. Maybe that will help you stop hogging every damn
time. That may be the case, but I absolutely do not want you to stop talking.
Yo, you can't.
No. You know what I have to stop saying, though? And
what?
I mean it. I have to stop saying this. I used to say twice a day that I want Robin Williams the conversation. And I had more Robin Williams jokes than Robin Williams did.
See, you know what? So did everybody.
Yeah.
Did you make fun of Robin Williams?
I think everyone did.
No, I don't think I... That wasn't really... I don't know. He wasn't like... But I would definitely have disdain for, like, he was known as a thief or these different things.
That's what we were all told.
That was kind of like the hip approach. And the only thing is, like, you know, I understand that, like, everyone...
Was sad.
You get to change your mind and you get to see that maybe you were making judgmental... generalizations because whatever, that's all fine. But it's the people that were making fun of him before, and the second he died, it's like, here's a link to my think piece on how much he meant in my life. It's like, wow, that's a total 180 that you're just going to go ahead and take publicly.
I felt fine about retweeting things that people said. Yes. Then it wasn't like I'm lying. You know, I felt sad about it because it was he died under such terrible.
It's very sad.
And I know like some I have some friends who love him and all this kind of stuff. But so I would have been ridiculous if I had said anything.
Yes.
Because it would have been phony if
I
said.
It did seem. Yeah. Even the people that did say something, it was phony because it was just an opportunity for everyone to tell their joke. Or their story that involved them somehow interacting with Robin Williams. It, like, was a everyone showing off that,
yes.
that time that they
yeah,
met
picture.
Him.
The worst ones were when people would say something sad and then promote their gig that night.
Oh! Did you really see that?
No, I'm just
I mean, the thing that made
I'll
me
be
sad,
thinking about you tonight in the main room at Flappers, 8:30.
Please vote for me on my blog about my Robin Williams. If I get the most hits, I get a free derby.
Seriously.
So far, I'm in the lead. Parentheses. Well, it is my blog, I guess.
I was just sad that he... I was sad he...
What was that motion? Like
that, was the,
that was Chris's sign that I need to shut my mouth. Oh. He does it all the time.
I do a little backhand flinch. She usually quivers a little, and then it's that's when I start talking.
That's what happened with my ex-wife. It works every time. Quivering a little, and that's when I start talking.
Your first wife. Let's re... Let's
oh, my ex-wife.
Stick with the first wife.
Stick with the jokes.
We decided.
I love that on Twitter. Isn't your favorite thing on Twitter when they say... Why don't you just go back and do the funny joke? Stop it. Why stick to what you do best? Be
right.
funny. Be a,
Who
be a
says
clown.
That? Who says
Many
that?
Many people do.
Just
oh,
rando,
I don't like those people.
Rando people.
Rando Calrissians.
Okay, I have to answer my wife's text.
Go ahead.
Oh, yes.
As oh, no, I don't have to talk.
While you do that, we will...
oh, do a thing between
Karen,
you two?
What?
Oh, you keep going straight for a long time.
Okay.
Okay. Not that long, though.
No, but...
It's up for debate. It's up for debate about how long.
For right now, it's going to be a long time.
When we are getting near the exit, I
in
want you to lean over.
Podcast, in car, period. I'm using the voice memo, period.
Oh, I'd get over so you don't get on the... I think this is the 170 thing.
You're using Siri? Did it pick up what I just said?
No, but then it makes it sound crazy to my wife.
Yeah.
Then I'm doing a bit. I'm sorry. Now, what were you going to do?
Chris, we just decided Chris is going to give me the abusive hand signal when we're getting close.
No. When we get close, you lean over and, I don't know, tap me or honk the horn or something. Yeah, lay on the horn. As we get closer, lay on the horn, no matter what I'm doing as a driver.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it'll be funny if we do this. We go, yeah, I told you, don't tell them I live in...
I can't.
Okay.
Don't... I told you, you can't tell them I live in Whittier.
Whittier, California.
That joke always works.
It does.
It does.
What? Why are we all depressed now?
No, we're... Andy,
Come
2 seconds
guys.
Of silence doesn't mean depression.
Yeah, that's my problem.
You gotta let a moment
That's my problem.
That's the problem.
You can't handle dead air.
But I'd like to put a button or a pin, or stick a button or a pin in the Robin Williams thing, because
okay.
I think we left it... Here's the thing.
Yeah.
What I feel... about it is that I think, you know, I was always hesitant to say someone stole unless I was there, but there's so... I have to say there's so much information, and he did give out checks.
Yes.
And so I don't think it's really in dispute.
Right.
Then it goes on to... And of course I never was a big fan of him comedically, but I did like his... I thought he could act really well in certain
yes.
things, and the garp and the other things. So then you have to say, can you judge someone...
The garp.
Can you judge someone completely based on the fact that you know they did this... They consistently did this one bad thing?
I mean, to me, it's two different things, because he was a comedian, but he was mostly an actor.
Right.
Because when he did comedy, it was just... It was basically like one-man improv.
Right.
And so he really was doing stuff off the top of his head. I understand... I know I've heard all the stories about Jeremy Kramer and big chunks of stuff he stole.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
Yeah, I mean, he and Kramer were very close, and so a lot of his source material became stuff he saw Kramer do. But at the same time, to me, it makes a difference that he gave out checks, because that means he was saying, I'm sorry, here's money.
Right.
Which is really the bottom line. That's not stealing anymore. That's like paying someone for their stuff. Although I understand that that's like, it's almost like you're writing for him involuntarily. It doesn't work that way. But at least he was compensating people.
Right.
Which a lot of people don't do. They just blatantly steal. And stealing happens a lot in stand-up, as
right.
we all know.
It definitely happens. You know, and the thing that you point, and the further point I wanted to say was like, I actually believe, and it's not hard for me to say this, but I actually believe that he was undeniably a sweet person.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So many people felt this way that, and I think it's hard because I grew up, I'm very judgmental.
Yes.
As everyone knows. And I feel very guilty if I, like, say, I don't think anything about Jay Leno could do I could take positively. But if someone I don't like does something, like, good, then I always feel like, oh, I feel bad about it. But the truth is, life's both ways. Someone has many different facets to their personality.
Right.
And, yeah, people are very complex. And I think we came up in a time, and you too, Chris, before the internet, comedy was very competitive and mean. There was a lot of bullying. There was a lot of, like, telling people to their face stuff. There was a lot. It was hard. It was
in Austin. They used to turn the mic off.
I used to go.
If you sucked.
No, yeah. It used to disturb me what happened in the Velveeta room when I first went there. I said, "This is really cruel." They would heckle. They'd heckle each other.
Yep. Wow, that's where I started.
I mean, and that's so.
It's not that way anymore.
Did you like it? Did you like it at the time?
I did like it at the time. I was angry, and I wanted to like. I confronted a lot of people. I didn't like it, I guess, but I quickly...
I think you were right not to like it.
Yeah. I was getting mad a lot, but then once they realized I would get mad, they're like, okay, let's not do it to him anymore. He might hit us. I'm very intimidating. I pushed a door open on Carry On once and hit him with the door, and I feel bad about that.
Carry On?
His name was Carry On. He did a character called Ronnie Velveeta, and that's what the club was named after.
Well, maybe they should have pushed the door on just for that Ronnie Velveeta tag. We never did that. But I want to ask, and not to go off this topic, but Karen, I always felt that we were part of this, like, you know, almost like, I mean, I hate to even say it, but like a historical movement, you know what I mean, with the Mr. Show and all these people.
Yeah.
I always felt that everybody else was on the inside. And I was the only one who was an outsider. But now I think everyone felt like it was cliquish.
Exactly. No, I think that that's a very... I think that's kind of standard human experience is...
Right.
No matter where you are, you feel like you don't belong. And you feel like the group is elsewhere and you need to get there. And then people will come and tell you, like, oh, you are this or that. I mean, it surprises me to this day. I knew that I was in the midst of a lot of people, but you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. So, of course, you are never the one.
Yeah,
it's
been interesting to hear your stories about those times because I would consider you to be someone that was totally in that group. And your stories are, that you felt like an outsider at times.
Right. I mean, everybody does. I think that's just common. But I also think...
Not me. I always was very popular in school. Homecoming prince. Sure.
You were a prince?
Yeah, athletic.
You were?
Just tough.
Had much problem with girls. No.
You mean you just didn't stay away from them?
It's weird because I'm doing a combination of sarcasm. People did like me, but I wasn't athletic. So it was like a 50-50.
I saw you in like an old-timey bathing suit.
I used to
do pyramids with people.
Or medicine ball.
And then boxing with my fingers towards my face. And a lot of... I was like a young George Atlas without the muscles.
Wow.
Yeah, well...
You're a very lucky man.
Thank you.
But also the thing, I never knew that about you, and I didn't know about you kicking sand in everyone's face, even when you weren't at the beach.
Here's the thing, it was never on purpose.
You carried sand around.
It's never on purpose. I did a lot of jogging on the beach, and I didn't see there was people laying there.
It was more of an awareness thing with you.
Yes, I should have been more conscious of the fact that my feet were covered with sand. And I was wildly kicking them towards people's faces.
Now, I don't want to say anything. I think you don't say any names, but I don't know if you went too far.
No, not too far.
But here's the other thing I wanted
this
to say.
This is the exit we're going to take.
Yeah. Now, here...
Can you see that?
It's the next thing. You
want to
get
driving.
Off at the next thing.
Here.
I'm sorry. I'll get off at the next thing.
Don't kill anybody. If we have to go too far,
I definitely
come
need
back because we're directly into the sun.
I definitely need to.
Let's just get off.
The most direct.
We are driving into the sun. We are definitely not going south.
Is something going on with the Earth? Is this connected with the water
mine?
May,
and I'm saying you may go too far, but if you do, careful, you can get careful. Off. You actually could get off for the next one.
I want to.
Yeah, do it.
No, but I mean, you could get off for the next one after if you miss it.
Okay.
Because we're having such a great conversation. Now, here's the thing I want to say about Karen.
Oh, no.
Okay, here's the... No, and I really mean this honestly. But I would say it about you like I would say it about a lot of people. I mean, not like... Okay, there are people like David Cross who you really thought would punch you in the face the next second. You know what I mean? Because he could be moody and stuff like that. Or he could be the sweetest guy in the world.
I never saw that version, but carry on.
Oh, you only saw the mean guy. Yeah. All right, now stay here.
No, he could
don't worry
be
about it. You missed the thing.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Go to the next thing.
Okay. Sorry, I really
and then
can't.
Make a left, I think.
Because that's just a line with no words.
It's every time I try to do it, it flips around. Just take
oh,
a
second. Okay.
So it's so irritating. And I thought I was the only one with the sun directly in my eyes. And then that's why I just freaked out. Because all the lights went red on the back of these cars. And I was like, he's as blind as I am. This is a dangerous situation.
I've gotten better as I've gotten older of not panicking. Because and I'm not saying I'm perfect at it, but why would you want to panic when all that's happening is you're going one more exit? I'm just saying to the kids today,
yes,
don't get in the fender bender. But here's what I want to say about Karen. Karen is, you are, and this is what makes you hilarious and what makes people love you, is you have a tremendous amount of charisma.
Oh,
in the right sense of the word. I'm not saying you don't, Chris. I'm just saying I came up with... I mean,
I'm
even the fact
driving.
That I say I'm not saying you don't is a negative towards you. Why would I bring it up? Look, Chris, what you do... is you're not as sexy as a Karen, to me at least.
It's just right now I'm just involved with the driving thing. Otherwise, right. I'd be puffing up. I'd be turning
You'd
everyone
really be
on.
You'd really proving it?
Yeah, I'd really
You could
be.
Turn the world on
but
with
I'm having an anxiety about this driving thing.
So I would be overly concerned with what Karen thought about me, but I'm just bringing you up as of one of 8 or 9 or 10 people.
I'm the only
or
one.
Or 20 people in that group.
I'm the only one in the group. Oh, good.
Whoa.
Lord.
Did you feel the same way, though, Karen, about those other people, or is my insecurities different?
No. I was very, very insecure. My main... I was drunk all the time, as I will say 1,000 times, until 1997. I was just always drunk. And my thing was, I think the only people I worried about, and I didn't understand that that's what was happening, was I worried about David Cross and I worried about Doug Benson. Those were the two people that always seemed to not like me. And so they were the people when I was writing,
wow,
I would think, will this make them laugh? Which I actually think at the end of the day made me write funnier stuff because I was trying to hold myself to a standard that was... I mean, David, you know... David is a tough customer, but
right,
I did have great times with him, and we were
yes,
good friends.
Yes.
And he could actually be really fun when he was kind of like relaxed and in a good mood.
And very sweet. He
and
could
very,
be very sweet,
sweet. But then he also could be super bitchy and mean and
scary.
He
made a girlfriend of mine cry once. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was that way. But this was like, in the 90s, that was kind of how it got done sometimes.
I didn't feel like I ever overtly was... I mean, I think I offended people or whatever, but I wasn't like, I'm going to be mean.
No, you were sweet.
I had other problems. But here's the other thing. I'll give you an example of David Cross. A perfect example of David Cross. Once I went, and this is perfect, I think, shows who how we're all weird, but he was weird this way. He was wearing shorts, right?
Yeah.
So I go in and I go, hey, what are you, the shorts guy? And he says, no, I happen to wear shorts. All right? And now... He could say, have heard that and just took it as a bit, but occasionally he didn't take it as a bit.
No, he was actually, and this is true.
You could make a left here if you wanted to. Don't say the street.
It's don't good to say the street. He was very, very sensitive. And I find, as I get old, as I become more decrepit, that's a truth. If you find people that seem really harsh or judgmental or mean or that intimidate you, those are actually the people that are the softest on the inside. They're putting on a show.
Wow,
and I
right.
was exactly the same way. I was a bully, and I loved to be a bully. That was like, that made me feel so much better because I was so insanely insecure and really filled with self-loathing. So anytime I could turn it on somebody else, I would do it in a heartbeat. I was a gossip and a bully. Because it made me feel better.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
Or at least I thought it did.
I never knew any about this stuff until I heard you talk on Marc Maron's show, which I had never heard. For the first time, I heard all this stuff. But the interesting thing I think about it is, like, I think that I put too much, like, in my... I think I'm better at it. Way better at it now. You just keep going straight.
Okay.
But you're way better. But I was unfair to people because I wanted you... I'm just saying you as an example. I wanted you to like me so much.
Right.
So let's say you did get this way. That didn't make you a bad person. That was just things that you were going through.
Yeah.
And so it is really my insecurity to have everybody around me be perfect towards me all the time.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's that kind of need of other people's approval. Like, when I first got into therapy, and my therapist kind of explained, like, that's the thing that we're going to try to work on, I was like, I'm sorry, what are the options?
Exactly.
Like, it was like, how do you not need everybody's approval? And how do you not, like, because I kind of, in my mind, put it as, like, I was striving towards something. I was using their disapproval as a way to get better instead of seeing how the damage it did. And also because I was projecting their disapproval. Doug Benson doesn't give two shits about me. I know that for a fact.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure, I don't think he's a fan of mine, but I also know that he never spent a lot of time thinking about me.
Right.
We were friends for a while, but it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was projecting so much stuff onto him because I needed to.
Well, I also had many times, and I don't really care, I've had many things over the years, disappointing confrontations with him. So
with Doug?
But it's that part doesn't have to be said. I mean, although I was perfectly happy to bring it up. But the point is, like, I felt like, I mean, and in a way,
those two were fighting about which Twilight movie was better.
There was two goths fighting in the street. What a perfect symbol of what we're talking about right now.
But, you know, the thing is, but that, again, it's the thing about, now, I don't know, you guys can do whatever you want. I'm up here in the right, you can go around the corner. Do you feel like you've got what you need?
No, let's keep driving.
All right, so let's drive back around the corner.
We have reached the time, but now I sound like a party.
I'll show you where it is for when you want to. It's not this one. This mansion. Not this mansion. It's the one with the lawn jockeys. It's this one.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we can go around the block.
Okay.
You want to go around the block? Or just we can just stay. Yeah. Stop. Or whatever you want to do.
Okay.
The truth is that, again, even that's like, I've also had great times with Doug Benson, or I've hung around. So that's also another thing that's could be my problem too. But the other thing I've learned about, that I feel like I'm better as a person, but I notice the healthier thing now is I notice, like, about a week into where I'm into a thing where I'm making sure I'm okay with everybody.
Yeah.
And just being aware of it makes me stop doing it.
Yes.
Right.
That's all you can do, really. But, I mean, in comedy, it's hard because who do you want to love you and respect you more than fellow comedians?
Yeah, right. That's always been my goal, is to make comics laugh too. Turns out it doesn't pay the bills.
No.
Are you sure you don't live there?
Look at that beautiful place. It was peach colored.
Peach.
I do. No, I own that place. I rent that out.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
but
right.
Here's the thing too, and I hate to get serious, which a lot of people feel like I am during my act, but pause, you'll put the laughter in later. Here's the problem with comedy. You, like, to me, comics who I always couldn't stand when comics would not acknowledge when they weren't doing well or if a joke didn't get a reaction. And I think I go too far. Like, I think if the crowd isn't, like, spitting up blood or doubled over, then I'm not doing well. But the truth is, you don't do comedy in a vacuum. You want you're doing it for other people.
Yeah.
So it's natural to want to get the, you know, it's great to get the laugh, but it really is. It's like your Achilles heel. Like, I think my strengths are my Achilles heel. Like, I comment on everything. And
yes.
I notice that when, like, it's an Achilles heel, if I can't stop commenting on it, you know? And it's the same thing with wanting people to like you or wanting to entertain people. Yes, that's part of the gig. But when you do it in life all the time, it's just exhausting. And that it comes from my family upbringing. You know, it's like, I have to make sure I'm okay with everybody.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yes.
To please everybody.
But I also think it isn't that kind of a comedian's personality.
Yes.
Really?
But some people more than others, you think?
Probably, yes. Because there's some people who clearly don't have any attachment to other people's opinions. Or if they do, they're very good at hiding it.
Yeah, you could stay here. That's my couch, by the way, right here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Needs to be reupholstered, but I think you'd be off to the horse races.
It's just a nice shade.
I just wish that I could put the enjoyment of the audience before the other comics. That's what I always...
No, that's interesting you said, because it is really true that is, again, the greatest thing when you get it, but that's the one that will get you. Especially if I become friends with someone who's, like, I always loved, and I meet them, then it's like I up the ante. I think about them responding to my tweets.
Mm-hmm.
Funny?
You're writing to people?
I obsess about, Twitter response things, so it is individual for me. And that's the problem. I should be thinking about how do you make 1,000 people happy?
I think you should take the clicker off, because even if we do another, even if we do one more minute of this, why should it end with clicker sound?
It helps with the timing. When I do editing, I time it with the click.
It's like a metronome?
Yeah.
Are you editing this down?
Oh, we edit, we remix it, and it becomes a dance song for Belgium.
Oh, I like the way, for Belgium, at night. And you just keep going, tagging
on acid. You taught me that one.
With an attitude.
Like Elvis from hell. I really was trained by Andy.
Oh, that woman thinks that dog is a human.
That's amazing. You guys, if you could only see this dog in a baby stroller. That was so upsetting. I thought it was a child with a little white wig on.
That was so disgusting. That was a little person in that crib. And you guys hate people who look like dogs.
She has a... Her baby is JoJo the dog face boy.
Is that a real thing?
I read about him in the National Enquirer.
It's real. That's one of the best references of all time. JoJo the dog face boy.
I'm not going to use it, but it would be good. What's this guy's problem? What are you, JoJo the dog face boy?
You can use it.
Is it a real
just
person?
Just write me a check.
It's like an elephant man?
It was a guy from... it was a boy from like the 1800s that hair grew all over his face.
Oh, I remember.
So he had a person underneath, but then like long dog hair. He looked like a little dog.
Oh.
And it's a disease that happens sometimes where people, their full face gets like long hair on it. But then they make lots of money in the circus. So let's be positive.
Do you remember Bob Worley? He had a great
joke. Joanne's brother?
No. But he had a great joke. I think it was his joke. He goes, whatever happened to the Elephant Man? He made that one movie and then... I love jokes like that. He also had a joke that I never realized till he said it about toys when you were a kid. He go, it's Slinky. In other words, like, that's how I felt about Slinky. It was a terrible toy.
It's fun for the first time.
Oh, it's Slinky.
Time.
It's Slinky. Oh,
that's it.
Well, kids... How do you wrap up these things? Now, first of all, how long have we done?
Oh, we have a little... we're perfect. We're on time. We do about an hour. We've done an hour and 9 minutes. That's a decent...
Did you do all your segments, though? Don't you have segments during it?
We did Morning Zoo.
We did Morning Zoo. That's something we always did. You took the lead on that, which was amazing, because you didn't even know that we did that. We didn't
no,
do
you
the
don't
traffic
do that
report.
Are you,
then we do,
hey,
a, we do an improvised... I'm very good with
no,
sarcasm.
No, but I mean, callers call in and they guess how many lanes you're on. You know, something traffic-oriented.
Where is my car phone?
If we can only do call-ins.
Look
that
at
would
this
be
old
amazing.
Swatch. Oh, I love pulling out visual gags for the podcast.
Well, that's why Carrot Top never did well on the radio.
No.
I'm holding a tennis racket with a toaster.
You
now.
Should see how big this hammer is.
Hey, what is this? Michael Jackson's bicycle?
Hold 2, 3, 4.
You were the first person to go 2, 3, 4, and I was the first person. If I stumbled vocally, I would hold my upper teeth and go, "Never order them through the mail." That was an actual comedian's joke in the '50s.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that. Why do I like that a lot?
Never order them through the mail. I do want to. I want to thank the people over at fill in the name of the sponsor.
Okay.
But I also want to say
Taco
I want to thank
Bell.
You guys because you were so nice to me.
What?
With my busy, I can't say what I did, but
no,
it was big
right.
time. It was
that's
big time.
We're very excited about what you may or may not have in development.
Yeah, and we hope we're the first podcast that you'd come on your PR tour.
Sabbatical.
What?
Nothing. I just lost all my gas.
That's
all
so,
at one time.
It's so great that all that look face that you gave could never be done in a club where you gave a face like you knew people could see you, but you're like,
ooh, sorry, I'm losing it.
I love it. Well, I'm gonna be the one to wrap this up.
Do it.
Be funny right then. I put on a condom.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm sorry. That's not.
You know what?
You know, some things aren't appropriate, and that's you went
I
too far.
I think the let's wrap it up. Only deserves. Okay, but it's been a good. Thank you for having.
Oh, why don't you take me? This is depressing. It's like every other time in my life. Oh, why don't you get out of the car now?
Do you need to plug anything? Or are you going to be anywhere this
yes,
week?
I do.
Dates.
When
does
it come out?
Monday.
Dates.
This Monday.
Drops.
This, yeah. It is Monday
you mean like
today.
You break it or something? I'm the guy who doesn't get what you're saying. Well, I'm going to be at TJ Cranberry's. I'm going to be at McFunny, McHerb, Gutbusters. I'm going to be at Tickle McRibs.
Tickle McRibs.
Why can't I think of anything that I'm doing? I was on Garfunkel. I was? That's not a good plug.
No.
It aired.
It's a remember plug.
If you have a DVR, it might still be sitting there.
Oh, get my new album. I got nothing.
Is that's that not real.
No, I do have an album coming out, but it's so depressing because I should have had it out by now.
What are you calling it?
It's called. It is going to be called Hence the Humor.
Oh, that's good.
And it
that's
should
a great
be in
name.
Jan. It should have been in December. It's probably January, February. And my joke about it is it's available on vinyl for those people who don't want to listen to it. Well, do you get it?
Well, because I do. Karen, I don't have a record.
My album's on vinyl.
I get it.
Get oh, out oh of that's car.
That's what it was.
I'm with you. I'm with you there.
You have an appointment. I can tell you have an appointment or a set at. You have a set at the Laugh Factory.
It's an appointment. It's a very serious dental appointment.
All right, I'm leaving the car.
At 7 o'clock at night.
How do you leave the car?
I know, right? That's so true.
Please don't send that tweet. Not tweet, the text out.
Andy, I don't. I barely read it when you sent it the first time. I don't give a shit. If my name's not in it, I don't care.
The funniest thing is the idea that I'm obsessed. Like all this time, it's like, oh, she's. You couldn't care less.
I skimmed it the first time. Most of the time, when you talk about it, I don't really know what you're talking about.
Well, I said. I called my wife, my little pokey smoky poop.
I know, that's none of my business.
And I said, are you my muffin head? Are
no, you
my
you
muffin
didn't.
Head?
I'm going to gag.
Yes, you are my muffin head.
But you have to stay here for the sign off.
Okay.
You've been listening to DYN AR.
That was it.
It's the greatest.
Are you leaving or are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you time and date, terminal and gate. We wanna send you off in style. We wanna welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.